Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, you've probably wandered into restaurants or fast food locations, and you open up that menu, and the hot new thing right now in the world of drinks, I guess, is these dirty sodas. And doctors are out this morning, just this morning, that's it. They came out this morning and said, don't drink these things. They pack up to 400 calories and more than double the daily sugar limit that is recommended by the American Heart Association. I guess these are really trendy drinks right now, right, guys?
Yeah. Oh, like, there's whole shops.
They got syrups and creamers.
Yeah.
And
like, there's whole shops open to this. Like, you can go into an establishment now and get a dirty soda. And
well, and everybody
I don't
else is
know
picking
why.
Up on it. Yeah. Like Sonic, McDonald's, yeah. Arby's, they're picking up on it as
but
well.
I have not had one that I like yet outside of the original, the OG cream soda. I mean, that's the only place in a soda cream belongs, I think. Like, unless you're doing like an Italian cream soda where it's like berry.
Yummy.
Or caramel or something, but even that, I mean,
it's iffy.
There's an art to it. So I just think, you know, they have a dirty Dr. Pepper soda.
Not mad at that.
No, there's already enough flavor in it, though.
It's like, horrendous. I'm not going to lie.
So
I tried it, and they're throwing lemons and limes and then creamer in there, and it's just not good. I had it the other day.
Yeah, so if you're not familiar with these dirty sodas, they're combining soda with flavored syrups, creamers, fruit juices, and what they're saying is they can spike blood sugar, drive hunger, and increase the risk of obesity, diabetes, and the heart disease. Here's a lady talking about it on one of the morning shows.
So we're going to start off with Brian's dirty soda.
Oh, nice.
So this is Dr. Pepper. I'm going to put a few squirts of coconut in here. We'll do a little bit of cream and even a little bit of candy.
So this is a dirty soda. And what makes it dirty is you're putting all this cream and...
Exactly. Everyone's looking for an elevated party drink to have that they can share with both kids and adults, teens alike. Our families, our communities would love this too.
It's so like... social media speak right there, right? Elevated party drink that I can take pictures of and put on my Instagrams.
I don't know. Maybe, I guess, if somebody's had one that they like, let me know. But I tried the Mountain Dew one.
It.
I didn't like it. Like,
it's
I don't,
too much.
I'm going to steer
Pepsi
clear of
one,
all of this, I think.
I mean, just try it. Try
I
one.
I don't want to.
And no. See what you think
I
of it.
I don't want the obesities and the diabetes
but
and the heart diseases.
You're not going to get that when you try it. Just try
just
it
taste?
And see if you like it. Like, I don't think... I think
you know why I'm not going to try it.
Why?
Just the name of it makes me uncomfortable.
We couldn't come up with a better name.
Yeah, like
milky soda.
Milk, not even milky soda.
Creamy
but
soda.
Dirty soda. Like every time I hear it, I'm like, who's, as I play, I want to sex you up. who's the dirty soda?
Right, but you could
who's
do like
the dirty soda,
super soda.
Like super soda.
That's perfect. Why didn't we go that route? Like, make it sound better, not. Bad, not naughty. Like
it's Saturday night, and I'm feeling fluffy.
Soda.
I feel like raising my blood sugar. Who's been a dirty soda? Off the air, Katie was talking about how her rent, the price for rent, just went up again. I'm going to tell you, Katie, I got a list here. Lazy jobs that'll make you a lot of money. So maybe... side hustle here? I don't know.
Are you telling me to get another job?
I might need you to get another job if your rent keeps going up. I don't want you to be all stressed out.
If they could just add more hours to the day, that totally get another job.
Well, if you're looking for making a switch, lazy jobs that make you a lot of money, oil refinery operator. Does that is that good for you? You want to do that?
How much school do I got
to get
to?
But they earn over
$200,000
while mostly just monitoring systems.
Can she work remote?
I know. Hey.
No, we're going to send you out to an oil rig. corporate travel agent can make up to $90,000 working from home.
Okay.
Cruise ship lecturers. You can get paid big bucks to travel on a cruise ship and talk about subjects that you love. You could talk about Netflix.
This? I could do that one.
You could talk about Hoochie Island or whatever you're watching.
Yeah.
Right now. That's pretty good. I don't know if anything else on here that you would want to do. A construction project manager?
Well, see, but here's
$300,000 a year.
I saw this video of this guy who was like one of the, you know, like UPS driver type thing, right? right? Mm-hmm. And everybody couldn't believe he made like $3,000 a week. But I'm sure it also lends true to these positions to where you don't just enter that field and make that money. You've got to work for 10 to 15 years before you're making that.
Buzzkill.
So I'm just saying, it's not like I can just quit this job, become an oil refinery operator.
You got to start somewhere.
Make six figures. So.
They say some overnight IT workers make six figures just in case something breaks. You just sit around and monitor stuff overnight.
With 15 years experience, they make that.
Oh, don't be a buzzkill.
That's reality. I'm not being a buzzkill. I'm just saying.
Oh, man, you're ruining this fun story.
There's more that goes into it.
Speaking of your apartment, how are things going? I know you've had some issues there.
Oh, they finally fixed my AC, so that's nice. But I got a note that said that my ticket has been completed. I'm like, there was like five things on that ticket for you to fix. And I am in the camp of, I don't want people in my apartment when I'm not there. And they have a little thing that you can check that says, are we okay to enter without your permission? And I said, heck to the nah. And then I asked people around here, I'm like, now you, Jeremy, owning your home, you would never let somebody in your house without you being there or somebody there, you know? So I don't know why the apartment even asks me if it's okay, because I'm like, obviously it's not okay. I don't want people rummaging in my top drawer, you know? Like, that's where the stuff goes, so stay out of there. But yeah, the more I asked people, the more I was like, of course I wouldn't want someone in my apartment without my permission. But you said, because I live in an apartment, it's almost like I have to, like there's no choice.
Well, it's just to be expected that there's going to be times probably where somebody zips in and is in there because you don't own it. You're leasing the place.
But I'm still paying for it. My things are in there. I own all my things. And the space in which I'm renting, quote unquote, is mine for now. I mean, that lease, I signed it. That means that space is mine currently, as long as I pay for it on time, you know?
I guess if you submit a ticket with like 10 things that's wrong, they've got 300 other units to deal with. It's just like kind of a time thing. It's we'll get in there and fix your stuff, but it might be a time when you're, you know, not there, but it's just what they do. They're just maintenance folks, and they get in there and fix your stuff, and then you come home and you're like, hey, my AC's working awesome.
You can't give me a heads up before? That's not asking too much. You calling me, hey.
Well, when they're doing it 100 times a day, probably, yeah.
Yeah, you can call me. I'm sorry, but you have a cell phone, you can call me.
When you check that box, though, is that a green light for them to just say, hey, just a heads up, we're going to be in your place between 2 and 4 today?
Yeah, I have not received anything like that. So
you didn't check the box.
I said, don't come in without my permission. Yeah. And when they came to fix my AC, they didn't call me, but they knocked on the door for me to come in because they said it was an emergency for the AC part. They didn't fix everything else, though. And that's where I'm wondering, like, I don't want you just coming in fixing things. Like, I want to be there when you do that. I think it's completely.
Well, wouldn't they just knock again then?
But I think they should still give me the heads. And then if I don't answer, you don't come in. Like, go ahead and knock. But if I don't answer, you
don't come in.
Yeah, you're not allowed
in. Who is it?
Exactly. Like, I think it's totally.
I don't know. I would imagine you could probably need to go back and read the fine print of your lease that you signed.
Well, that's why there's the box, right? Like, that's why they asked me, is it okay? Is it not okay? I said it's not okay. And I think most people would say that. Most people would say.
I feel like I'd rather have them do it while I'm gone.
Really?
then come home and everything's better.
Yeah.
I know, but I don't want them in there. Like, who knows what they did while they were in there?
Put Patrick in a different drawer. I mean, like.
they're just in there doing their job.
They don't want to go rummage.
They don't.
Okay.
Plus, although, did you see that one landlord who was going into the person's house and getting freaky?
Exactly. And so you're saying that with complete confidence.
That landlord owns the house.
But that was a shady, smarmy situation.
You would never let someone in your apartment or in your house and say,
he has 80,000 cameras. Of course he would.
But you would never, Jen, then just say, they're in there only doing their job. You would be convinced they're doing something to your house, too. So
there's something about it that's different. Because you're in an apartment complex with a designated maintenance crew and you're leasing. So for me, it's like, that's just kind of comes with the territory. If something goes wrong, they're going to pop in and be like, hey, okay, we fixed your furnace, and pop out, and it's just what they do. They are there to maintain 300 units, you know? It's just what they do. It's different from me, I think, when you have a house in a neighborhood and you call some random plumber and be like, yeah, there's a key under the door, do what you want. Like, I haven't vetted this guy. I don't know who he is. I didn't do any background checks, where I feel like your apartment complex probably did with that employee.
But there's new maintenance people every other week at
some spots.
Katie,
don't you think
vet them probably?
Still, that doesn't matter.
But still, you never know. Yes, obviously you never know. Get yourself a camera.
That's what I just feel like they'd always think that someone has a camera and is watching them. You
and
have to have that in your mind.
You're single and haven't had much action lately.
I don't want, but I'm picky.
That's
also
why she wants him there when
that's
she's home.
That's why you
want
to be there, man.
Show me your toolbox. It's not like that. Like, I just want
you
to
have a big wrench.
I just want you to fix my fan.
Well, we would love to, ma'am, but you're never home. So enjoy the hot weather, ma'am. A Delta flight attendant on a flight from Fort Lauderdale to Los Angeles, it had to make an emergency stop because the young lady with the drink cart was walking down the aisle, flight attendant, and getting people their drinks, and she passed a guy, and I guess he didn't get his drink, so he slapped her buttocks during the drink service. She says she felt a slap to her buttocks area with sufficient force to cause her body to move forward, is the complaint. When confronted, this dude raised his hand and said, "I didn't do anything." A colleague witnessed the incident and reported it, and now this guy looks like he's up for some charges. You can't do that.
Well, yeah.
You can't do that.
I mean, and there are just different rules up in the sky, right? Like, you don't want to go at anyone sideways. Like, you just want to sit in your little chair, eat your little bag of pretzels, and drink your ginger ale, and just be happy.
Ain't no slapping.
That's what you have to
do. Don't be slapping booties.
Yeah, up in the air. Just keep your hands to yourself.
At what point does somebody, like, sitting there going, "This is a good idea. I'm going to slap her on the butt."
Yeah.
Like, at that point, I feel like these flight attendants should have tasers in their pockets, and she's full permission to turn around and tase that guy right in the face.
And let's just be completely truthful. That is not okay to do up in the air or down on the ground. Either way, we're frowning upon that. But, you know, they get a lot. They're just more strict. They're like, "Sir, we're going to put you in the back with the air marshal, and then you will be arrested when we get off the plane."
At that point, you grab that guy and you zip tie the hell out of him,
right? Like a small calf in the back of the plane.
Yeah,
that's what we're
gonna you rope
do to
him
that
up
guy.
And throw him down with the luggage. What a jackass. Okay, so the other story out this morning is a pilot for Air Canada was arrested after being caught flying without a valid license, and apparently he had been doing this for years.
What?
This investigation and the details surrounding it read like a movie script. During that time, he captained over 900 domestic flights, earning millions of dollars in salary for those captaining flights, but also flew tens of thousands of passengers.
Without a valid license.
I'm a little
flights.
Shocked.
I feel like at that point you're just like, "Dude, you've done it so well for so long."
See, that was my argument when I saw this. I was like, "Who cares? He did good. He got everybody to and from safely. He sounds like he's pretty good at his job."
Yeah.
What's the big deal?
I want my pilot to have a license, though.
Seems like he knows what he's doing, though.
Kind of want him to have a license. I just feel like
he probably had one at some point.
Yeah, I just would like it to be current. Renew that, homie. We all got to do it.
Made a $1 million.
I don't know. What is the plane DMV? Where do they go? Like,
I feel like it's unnecessary.
Renewed.
It's probably just one of those things where it's just a money grab. They're just charging you for a license, right?
No way. If barbers have to get their licenses renewed every year, pilots can do it.
That's damn funny
right there. Come on.
All right, fine. Go ahead and zip tie this guy as well and put him back with the butt slapper. Hit him in the back. All right, so basically, everything I'm seeing on the socials this morning was this basketball game last night, right?
Oh, yeah.
The Knicks? What the heck went on, Josh?
It was unbelievable. First of all, for us Denver fans not having a dog in the fight here, watching the Knicks take on the Spurs has been so much fun. The Knicks overcame, Katie and Jeremy, a 29-point deficit last night to win the game with literally a second left. Like, there was 1.2 seconds left when the failed three-point hits the rim and misses, but one of the players just gets his fingertips and tips it in, and the crowd went nuts. It was unbelievable.
I pulled a little bit of the audio from the end of the game last night. Here you go.
Nobody guarding the inbound pass. Brunson gets it, fires up a three. Shot no good. The tip, it's gone. It's gone. It's gone. With 1.2 remaining, Knicks take the lead. And it's 107-106. Bedlam here at the Garden. They can't believe it. That's it. It's over. The greatest comeback in NBA playoff history. The Knicks pull off the miracle comeback and lead it 3-1. Now one win away from a title.
So exciting.
Do you hear the crowd?
Yeah, that's the best.
It almost blew the top off of MSG. Like,
no, it insane.
People and live for those moments.
As a basketball fan, this series has me so dialed in, and I can't tell you another NBA Finals matchup that had me excited if the Nuggets weren't in it.
Other than the Nuggets, I have not cared about the NBA Finals for so long.
I have not cared.
This is just special. There's something about this one.
It is, and again, I'm going back and forth because I love the Knicks, but I also love the Spurs. Like, Wemby has me just loving him so much. So either way this NBA Finals series goes, I would be happy with it.
Same.
I would be happy for either fan base. So it is just so exciting. And something that we didn't mention last time is, you know, Taylor Swift was at the game, which was a really big part of everything. She got to sit next to Mariska Hargitay. That is her absolute legend of a person. Like, her cat is named Olivia Benson. So the fact that she got to sit next to Mariska Hargitay, I love that for her.
Yes!
Yeah! Same!
Adam Sandler was also there.
Mariska Hargitay, come on!
Isn't her name Mariska Hargitay?
Yes!
Yeah, okay, even better!